Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill the Anime Podcast, and if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll see quite a visual change on the recording of the whole kind of styling of the background, but I'll dive into that a lot as we kind of go through the episode. But this week, over the past like 10 days, 2 weeks or so, it feels like we've had so many anime updates, and it's been so hard to kind of keep up with all of them. We've had so many new Funko Pops, new collaborations coming out, and this video I kind of want to dive into some of them and really highlight one of them, which you may guess what it is because it is right behind me flashing away, but we'll dive into that one because I have got so much to unpack with that. Anime seems to be kind of going full force at collaborating with all these brands, so many brands, and sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't, and sometimes they become something really special. In this episode, I kind of want to dive into the new Casetify One Piece 25th Anniversary Collection that's come out this week. The new Govee lights, the like smart light company, Govee, and the Evangelion collection of gaming wall lights, and some new Funko Pops as well. Funko, I'm like 99% sure it kind of counts as a collaboration, even though it's something that's kind of pretty standard now. But there's so many new ones, especially for One Piece to celebrate its 25th anniversary. So there's a lot to unpack. Let's dive into the first collaboration, which is the new Casetify One Piece collaboration. So this is the third one with Casetify. So let's dive into that one after a little ad break and the bucket list update for the last 10 days. So I mentioned on the last episode that I was going to be on holiday for about 10 days, nearly 2 weeks. So I didn't expect a major amount of update from a bucket list point of view. So I did manage to actually make a little bit of progress on Naruto. So I think when I left, I was on episode 130, maybe 140, around that kind of mark. But I'm actually on 154 now. So I've managed to make a small bit of progress, but I'm really, really kind of plowing through to that 200 finishing mark for Naruto, the very first season before Shippuden. So Shippuden has 500 episodes. That one's quite chunky. Nowhere near as big as One Piece. One Piece is more than double that amount. But it's still a beefy anime to kind of unpack, but an iconic one. So I'm excited to kind of get towards the end of the first season, but I've really enjoyed kind of rediscovering Naruto. I kind of fell off Naruto fairly early on in my childhood, way back when, but it's been nice to kind of really rediscover Naruto, because if I'd picked it up where I think I would have dropped off, I would have missed a lot of Easter eggs. I completely forgot about a lot of it, and actually where I'm at now, I don't think I ever watched in the beginning anyway. Super excited to be near the end and get to Shippuden, but either way, I'm enjoying the ride. No movement on anything else because I've been away, went to Munich and Whitby, two very different places. But hopefully this week I'll get a lot more progress on some of the pieces that I am actually still kind of carrying on with, especially Naruto. Finding the right greeting card can be a real pain. Finding the right birthday card, anniversary card, graduation card, or whatever the occasion may be can be super, super difficult. To find one that suits that person, suits their vibe, or even their interest, or even birthday age. Over on Thoughtful, you can shop thousands of unique design cards by small creators such as myself. Over on Thoughtful, you will find a card for every occasion, and delivery is fast and reliable with Thoughtful. High quality cards with amazing designs from creators like myself, and on my page, you can shop some anime-themed birthday cards for any anime fan or manga fan that I'm sure they'll love. So, as we all know, One Piece is celebrating its 25th anniversary, and we're seeing so many collaborations around the world to kind of really celebrate this and celebrate the milestone that it's got to after it's had over 1,000 episodes. It's now also celebrating 25 years of being a thing, being an anime. And this week, we've seen the release of the new Casetify collection with One Piece. That's their third limited collection together. So there's quite a wide range of collections now for this. And I feel like Casetify and One Piece have kind of merged basically into one company at this point. They've made so many different accessories for the new kind of vibe for 25th anniversary. It's centered a lot around the key moments in the anime, the older style of the anime from like the very first island where we first meet Zoro, Nami, Usopp, and that kind of very early start for the anime and the manga, and seeing it right through to Gear 5 and where we're at now with like the Egghead arc, and even though live action kind of notes are in there as well. So the collection is quite a wide one, and it's filled with pieces that you kind of expect to see, such as phone cases, chargers, watch straps, MagSafe wallets, and a whole bunch more. They're really kind of pushing this, and it feels like on their Instagram and TikTok, all that good stuff, it feels like they're really kind of pushing the story of One Piece a little bit more, which is actually really nice. They're not only doing it to kind of sell the actual products, but you can kind of see a timeline of different key artworks on the video of the very first start in like the East Blue all the way to Wano and Gear 5, which is really, really cool. It's great as like an anime fan to kind of see collaborations like this and kind of partner not only just to sell merch, because at the end of the day, they are businesses, so that's kind of their aim. But it's nice to see them kind of really tap into key moments of what we love as anime fans and the key moments that really spoke to us from those seasons, many, many, many episodes, literally thousands of episodes of One Piece, and seeing those key moments on phone cases and MagSafe wallets, all the stuff that we use day to day. Right now, I have a bunch of Case Fire Tech covers, one from Jujutsu Kaisen, Naruto, One Piece, and I love to interchange them and kind of swap them around. Right now, I've got a Gojo phone case on and a One Piece, like Brotherhood for the three brothers on my kind of MagSafe wallet, which is really, really funky. I love to have a anime-inspired vibe on basically everything, be it clothing, my laptop, my kind of tech, surrounding tech, and even the room that I'm sat in as well. I love kind of adding my personality to all those bits. So if you're a massive One Piece fan, do check out this collection. There may be some floating around from the past collection or past two collections. So if you're very quick, you may be able to shop those before they kind of discontinue them. But do check this out if you really want that kind of iconic 25th anniversary vibe on your tech. Do shop that. It is out now, I believe, everywhere, and they ship basically everywhere, so do check that out if you want that kind of 25th anniversary One Piece vibe. So with the second collaboration, we'll carry on the One Piece theme, and the next one is actually a Funko drop, and this week we've seen some glam shots of some brand new One Piece East Blue Funko Pops, and as part of the 25th anniversary for One Piece, we're seeing so much older style merch that really nods to the East Blue like arc and really the start of the manga and the start of the anime, where we really met Usopp, Nami, Zoro, and of course Luffy. So we're seeing a lot more of that traditional One Piece vibe where it started way back in the 90s. So it's really, really cool to kind of see brands really take a step really far back and really see the start of the whole journey of One Piece. So this time we see glam shots of two Zoro pops, one that's a chase and one that's a common, one Luffy with his kind of like stretching his mouth, one of Nami, one of Usopp, and one of Sanji as well. So you kind of get the core first five members of the Straw Hats before they move on and get the rest of them, like Robin and Brooke, all of them essentially. But this is a really, really cute collection. I'm surprised, and I'm still kind of holding my breath, that we'll get a Funko moment of Shanks handing Luffy the Straw Hat, like the really famous pose from the anime and the manga. I'm really surprised we haven't seen that yet, but the year and the 25th anniversary celebrations are still going on. There's still time yet, and I'm so, so sure we will see a Funko moment. We haven't actually got any Funko moments from the One Piece lineup, and I think that would be the perfect one to really kind of kick off the Funko moment kind of vibe for One Piece. We got some from Naruto, so I am sure that another one of the big three anime need their own Funko moments. And what a more perfect one, and what a more iconic one to kick off that Funko collaboration and celebration of the 25th anniversary with the Shanks and the Straw Hat moment. There's plenty, plenty more that they could do as well. So maybe there's going to be a drop of multiple moments, but let's see, let's hope. And I'm sure at some point before September, or maybe even before the Christmas like festive period, we'll start seeing a lot more of those Funko moments from One Piece and a lot more merch from One Piece coming soon. The last collaboration that I really, really want to talk about is the Govee Evangelion lights collaboration. And these are the lights that if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be able to see flashing away in the background. And ever since this collaboration got kind of previewed and shared, I was not able to stop thinking about these. And they are honestly the best collaboration that I've seen with an anime for a long time. Yes, we have amazing ones from Kidstify and Funko Pop, but there's something special about when a brand takes an anime franchise and takes all the iconography and the vibe of an anime specifically and puts it into a product quite like the Govee lights. So I'll put some clips on the side of the screen here so you can kind of see a little bit more of them in detail. Right now it's a lot of colours in the background and a little bit of patterning because of the kind of depth of the camera, but you can see some more on the side. But these are the most detailed product from an anime collaboration that I think I've ever actually seen. The box itself has like two boxes where there's like an outer cardboard shell filled with like the actual brand names and franchise names. But then it's got loads of little tiny little pockets of detail filled with little labels from the anime, little symbols. All this kind of top secret kind of vibe where it feels like you're about to open something from Nerve. And it has such a special quality to it. There's like gloss over the box along with like a matte finish. They are premium product lights and it feels like you're opening something really, really premium. The lights are around £200 and right now I think they're on sale for about £160 for the full set. So do check that out. That is in pounds and I believe they're available like worldwide. So do check your own local pricing for those as well. There may be localized promotions and stuff. So do definitely check that out. But the actual collaboration is so detailed. The actual books, like the instructions, the quick start guide and the card that you get to actually download the Evangelion specific light patterns, all that stuff that could be very standard and actually they could just print a white booklet with black text and like every other brand does just to get you kind of started with the product. They've actually took the time to make these really premium feeling. They've included the seal logo, the Nerve logos and Evangelion Unit 01 on basically everything in the box, including the packaging, the instructions, the cards, everything has that kind of vibe. And it's moments like that where being an anime fan and kind of noticing all these stuff, it doesn't go unnoticed. And unfortunately, we don't see this level of detail in every brand collaboration that we see. A lot of the time, they just kind of do it for a fast sell of a product. But Govee feels like they've really, really stayed true to Evangelion and done anime fans proud with this collaboration. You'll see some close-ups of the lights in just a second, and you'll see that there's the staff of Longinus on there, there's the blood type test, there's all the little icons, there's AV Unit 1's little like head silhouette on there as well. There's so much to the actual lights bars themselves, and there's hidden details in there that you'll never actually spot because of them being on the wall. Because of the back of the lights, they kind of stick on the wall with like a special sticky tab. And the actual back of the lights has a AV Unit 1 illustration on the back. So you don't even see that when you've stuck them on the wall. It's just something that you know is there, but no one else actually will unless they installed them themselves. It's moments like that that kind of make it really stand out and make you think that they've really, really thought about this collaboration in every single aspect. If you're a fan of Neon Genesis Evangelion, you'll know about the AT fields, which kind of protect the angels or the Avas. And it's kind of like a magnetic field that they kind of had to break through first before they can kind of defeat the angel. And it's that detail that's also inspired the light designs themselves. There's a plastic pyramid like prism cover that sits over the top of the light bars. And these are actually called the AT fields because they magnetically fit onto the light bars. So there's not only a hidden detail of the actual design of the lights with the icons and all the kind of flashing details are in there that show up with certain patterns, but there's also the actual physical moments of the bars having an AT feel like the angels in the anime. This is honestly, I'm a big fan of Govee anyway. This isn't sponsored by them. I really wish it was, but it's not. If they are watching, please do sponsor me. But the lights, I use Govee like the normal color changing bulbs around my home to kind of create my smart home system to control my home either when I'm away or just around the house when I kind of want to not manually switch, like use switches and things like that. But these have honestly cemented Govee as one of those brands that really know what they're doing when it comes to collaboration and working with a franchise that's much beloved and above all iconic like Neon Genesis Evangelion. They've done this proud, I have to say. They've absolutely smashed this out of the park. It is incredible. On the side of the box, it does say Govee Evangelion Project 01, which I'm in two minds whether that means we'll see two more collaborations or even four. Will we see one for AV Unit 0, AV Unit 2 as well? Or is it literally just another nod to AV Unit 01, which is kind of like the whole vibe for this collaboration, the like the main unit that Shinji Ikari kind of controls in the anime? Is it just that, or are we going to see a lot more pieces from this? There are some pieces that I couldn't quite shop because of me being in the UK. There are some more pieces of this collection, like standing light bars and some Y-shaped lights. So if you are in America or wherever else they sell those, do check those out as well. I really wish I could get my hands on these standing light bars for this collection. But unless I buy them in from an American store and have them kind of like shipped over a couple of times through people, potentially then I could get my hands on them. But right now, unfortunately, they're not available quite yet for us here in the UK. I don't know about other regions, so do check that out as well. So if you can get your hands on these light bars and the stands, do honestly go for it. It is so worth it. They are a premium product, but honestly, you get an absolute premium experience with these ones. They are honestly the best collaboration I've seen for a long time. So this episode has basically been filled with a bunch of shopping for you guys to do. Definitely do check out the Govee lights, and honestly do check out the Casetify One Piece collaboration. I managed to get myself the One Piece watch strap for the 25th collection on Casetify. I've already kind of got a phone case from the last collection, and a MagSafe wallet, and a phone case from the Gojo lineup, the Jujutsu Kaisen collection. So I don't think I am going to pick up a phone case because I only have one phone. So I can't pick up another phone case. I can, but I won't. But do check it out. It is an awesome collection. There's more graphic ones in there if you want more just like the One Piece wording instead of like the characters on your phone, which is quite a nice kind of nod to it. So do check those out as well. But I cannot wait for my new watch strap to arrive. And the new One Piece Funko Pops are coming very soon. You'll see behind me on YouTube, there's four new Funko Pops for me to unbox. I've got three new Naruto ones. One from SDCC and a Gojo one from SDCC as well. And two of the new Naruto ones from the drop that came out on Funko EU. So I think these were already available in America, but these only just came out about the past 10 days while I was on holiday in the EU store. So I cannot wait to get those in the shelf down there. I can't point right on the camera, but there. I can't wait to get them there and kind of do a bit of a shelf update slowly but surely. My shelves are really coming to life now, and the lights do definitely help with that, I'm not going to lie. But I'm slowly but surely filling up that Naruto shelf as well. Just on a side note, the Sasuke pop for the Curse Mark is so heavy. That potential, I don't know why it's so heavy. For a Funko Pop, it has some real weight to it, and I don't know why it is, but I'm going to be doing some unboxings on my Instagram and YouTube Shorts, TikTok, all that good stuff. So do be sure to leave a like and a rating review, and please do like and subscribe as well, as always. So make sure you don't miss another episode. New episodes drop every Friday on both YouTube and audio-only platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. So you'll find this podcast wherever you find the rest of your podcast. Thank you so much for spending your Friday with me, or whatever day you're listening to this on. enjoy shopping with the products that I've shared. These aren't sponsored. I just love these products, so don't think that these is just one big advert video. I only share them because I absolutely love these products. Do check out the collaborations, and I'll see you next week. Enjoy and happy anime watching. Bye bye. Thank you.